The singing will never be done. Good morning. That was Bob Chilcott's setting of Siegfried Sassoon's poem Everyone Sang. Sassoon captures both the exhilaration of soldiers singing together and the ecstasy of the moment war comes to an end. This week, we're commemorating the outbreak of World War I through the lives of those who were at the heart of the conflict. Dick Shepherd, the focus of today's daily service, was a man who sought to translate that exhilaration and ecstasy and worked just as hard for peace as so many had worked for war. He wanted more than anything to be an instrument of God's peace. Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. In the name of Christ, amen. Dick Shepherd couldn't see a problem without seeking to do something about it. When the First World War broke out, he became a chaplain in a military hospital in France. When he became vicar of St. Martin in the Fields, he opened the church up to be a place of refuge for soldiers spending their last night on home soil, en route to Charing Cross Station and the front. When war was ended, he took on the rather larger task of ending war for good. He wore himself out with compassion for the poor and his efforts for peace. We can imagine these words of St. Francis in a setting by Sebastian Temple, written on Dick Shepherd's heart.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there is injury, your pardon.
There are good things about war. Soldiers develop a trust and an intimacy based on pursuing a higher good. Comrades in arms need and rely on each other in ways that create bonds that are often stronger than the bonds they share with their spouses. People are taken up from mundane and ordinary lives and given roles that determine the future of nations. What Dick Shepherd saw was that if peace was to capture people's imaginations, it couldn't simply denounce war. It had to turn the energies of war into an even more noble cause. It couldn't destroy swords. Instead, it had to beat swords into plowshares. Here is the vision of the prophet Isaiah about the destiny of God's people.
In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall arbitrate for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
The church which Dick Shepherd made famous, and of which I am now vicar, St. Martin in the Fields, is known for its classical music and its work with the dispossessed. Dick Shepherd understood that to live for peace means to work harder than those who lapse into war, that conflict resolution requires a lifetime's commitment to patience, diplomacy, courage, and imagination. Hence his care for those in trouble. He also knew that peace isn't the absence of war, but the active embodiment of a better life. Hence his enjoyment of the arts and his promotion of beauty in its many forms. To strive for peace means to work harder and to live better than those who study war. It means saying, as in the spiritual, here arranged by Rick Modlin, I ain't gonna study war no more. That's the spiritual Down by the Riverside, sung by St. Martin's Voices, directed by Andrew Eyris, accompanied by Sean Turnbull. Let us pray. God of mercy, you lost your son at a young age. We remember those who went to war and didn't come back. Make us a people of gratitude. God of compassion, your son Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus, whom he loved. We remember all who in the war lost the most precious person in their lives. Make us a people who can live with loss. God of reconciliation, your son said, Peace I leave with you. We remember the German people and all who we have called our enemies. Make us a people of forgiveness. God of hope, your son said, I came that they may have life. Empower all who strive to learn from the tragedy of war. Strengthen the institutions that seek to resolve conflict without violence. And change our hearts and minds that we may see your face in one another. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The priest and liturgist Jim Cotter died in Wales earlier this year. In our final hymn, he turns words of loyalty to one's country into words of faithfulness to God's kingdom. This is the dream that Dick Shepherd gave his life for.
I vow to you, my friends of earth, all worldly things above, and tired and whole, yet broken, the service of my love, the love that dares to question, the love that speaks its name, that flows still.
To the world in peace, be of good courage, hold fast that which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honour everyone, love and serve the Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.